Good morning.
Morning.
I noticed a few new people here today. Please feel free to make mistakes. That's how you'll learn how to do the routine, so don't worry about it. So I'm going to say a few words about, oh no, I just did it. I have noticed from listening to news shows and stuff or interviews on NPR, everybody starts their sentence now with the word so. I just did it. So. I'm a product of my culture. Anyway, if I was going to name this talk, I would say that I'm going to talk about ordinary mind, which if you're new to Zen, you probably haven't heard anything about, but it's really the core of our practice. To roll back time a little bit, back in the 1960s, the late 60s and the early 70s, there was a whole cultural change that was taking place. In that cultural change, that upheaval of all that was going on at that time, many people were looking to obtain some kind of extraordinary experience that they felt that would transform them and provide answers to all their unanswered questions. And those questions basically had to do with the meaning of life. And for a lot of them, I guess I should say us, the focus of this quest was on the use of mind-expanding drugs. Mind-expanding. Such as mescaline, peyote, LSD, etc. You know, there were a variety of drugs that were going around in those days. But these were the ones that were considered mind-altering, and people were using to have, quote-unquote, spiritual experiences. And at the time, there was an expression about these drugs, which was blowing one's mind. It was used to describe this experience, you know, knocking you out of the normal way of seeing things. But history will show that eventually these experiences proved temporary and ultimately unfulfilling. And so as a result, many people began to turn to Eastern religions, hoping to attain enlightenment, an experience that they thought would similarly blow their minds and provide the key to not only the universe, but to universal happiness. And many people, including myself, were filled with extraordinary ideas about what the experience of enlightenment would be like. Unfortunately, these ideas involved a lot of magical and wishful thinking. And that's because insight is actually quite ordinary. The 19th koan, koans for those of you who are new, are very brief stories that get compiled into books of koans in the Zen tradition. And they're used to point the way to some aspect of practice. So the 19th koan in the Gateless Gate, which is also known as the Mumonkan, is called Ordinary Mind is the Way. And it reads as follows. Now, Joshu and Nansen are the two people who are talking, but these are both famous Japanese Zen teachers back into antiquity. I don't remember what century they were in, but so Joshu asks Nansen, "What is the way?" And Nansen replies, "Ordinary mind is the way." Joshu asks him, "Well, should I try and seek after it?" And Nansen responds, "If you try for it, you will become separated from it." And Joshu says, "Well, how can I know the way unless I try for it?" And Nansen says, "The way is not a matter of knowing or not knowing. Knowing is delusion. Not knowing is confusion. When you have really reached the true way beyond doubt, you will find it as vast and endless as space. How can it be talked about on the level of right or wrong?" Now this interchange, which is a koan, as I said, is followed by a poem. And this poem, which is very brief, really points to the ordinary. 100 flowers in spring, the moon in autumn, the cool wind in summer, and winter's snow. If your mind is not clouded with things, you are happy at any time. So the koan is telling us that Zen is really for the simple-minded, It pulls the rug from under our lofty and fanciful ideas about enlightenment. It is saying that God, Buddha, insight, enlightenment are nothing special. That may be very disappointing to hear. They're saying they are ordinary, but ordinary in the true sense. This is the same thing that Suzuki Roshi points out when he discusses beginner's mind, the mind that knows nothing, the mind that therefore is open to everything. Usually when we use the word ordinary, we think of it as meaning something like pedestrian or unimaginative, boring, unimportant. It's a word that's generally used, really, to express a negative. You know, imagine if your lover said to you after making love, well, it was ordinary. Or your son told you, Mom, Dad, you were an ordinary parent. So that's how we normally think of ordinary. It's not very flattering. That's not what this koan is pointing to. It's not about flattering or unflattering. In reality, ordinary mind is a fundamental teaching of Zen. If we are fully present to this moment, and that's without judgments, evaluations, comparisons, that is just accepting things as they are, everything that we thought of as ordinary actually becomes alive and poignant. So if we are present, really present to this moment, ordinary is transcendent. We meet God in the ordinary. We see that heaven is right in front of us. We see the beauty and truth in the ordinary, untainted by expectation or desire. Haiku is the art form that celebrates this truth. It's an art form that expresses the ordinary, that which is simply in front of us. Tatsuko Hoshino wrote, "Beautiful lines of green run through the summer dishes." Simultaneously, as I hear that, it's ordinary, summer dishes. But there's something that catches my attention about how beautiful that is. House cleaning day, hanging a shelf at his own home, a carpenter. That one is by Basho. Again, very ordinary, but there's something very poignant about it, very alive. Moonlight through thin clothes to naked skin. Sugita wrote that. Again, it's a simple, ordinary observation. But the ordinary is simultaneously extraordinary. So by ordinary, we mean there is no need to add or take away from what is going on. To appreciate the truth of this, we must learn to pay attention, to live fully in each moment. When we learn to live in each moment, we are no longer in a hurry. We become happy with slowness and plainness, with the child licking a lollipop, the sound of the rising wind in the trees, our mate caressing our forehead. We appreciate just this moment. Roshi John Tarrant says, "When there is no objection to the states of mind that arise, ordinary, painful, or otherwise, there's no objection to the states of mind that arise, the state of mind that's ordinary, one that's painful, or one that's otherwise, then they have their moment. That state of mind has its moment and moves along like clouds in the trade winds. And there is no flaw in the thinking or in the moment that is taking place." To conclude, if you are looking for something special, some big whoop, some mind-blowing experience, I would suggest that you stop Zen practice immediately. Otherwise, allow yourself to become simple, simple-minded, to have a beginner's mind, a mind that knows nothing, expects nothing, and just simply be present to each moment exactly as it is. If you live in this way, you will have no use for words like enlightenment, God, heaven, but you will have the living and vibrant experience of living in this moment. Most of you are familiar with Dogen. He's a famous Zen master in our lineage. And he wrote, "Those who see worldly life as an obstacle to the Dharma," that means those who see worldly life, everyday life, as an obstacle to teaching, to the teaching of Zen. So let me read that again. "So those who see worldly life as an obstacle to the Dharma see no Dharma, see no teaching in everyday actions. They have not yet discovered that there are no everyday actions outside of the Dharma." So the heart of practice, the truth that practice is pointing to, is right there before you, right now, in every action. There's no place to go. There's nobody to give it to you. You already have it in this moment, right now. That's why the same Dogen says, we don't practice to attain enlightenment. We don't practice to get enlightened. We are already enlightened, but we don't know it. We don't know how to appreciate what's before us. So that's why we sit, to reveal the truth of the fact that we are already enlightened. Thank you.